This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, plus around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, and the United States Coast Guard. Thanks for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and bulk mail senders too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the little goodies we have over there. Plus, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And Denise Simon, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, the thing that I'm going to start out talking with is after the deal was made with Mexico, I'm hearing that the troop movement to the border with the Mexican soldiers down there, Guatemala border, is in fact becoming to fruition as we speak. They may have already slowed down the flow down there. They are going to definitely rebuild their fence and reinforce it and make it a lot tougher to get through down there. What are you hearing from Mexico right now?
That they are, in fact, making some arrests. They have obviously already deployed their National Guard. What's at issue right now? I think they haven't agreed to it, so the United States says they have, but, you know, there's some contention whether they accept the status of being the third, I forget how it's actually worded, the third country for where you'd be the asylum country. Apparently, they're waiting 45 days to see if the activities or the actions that Mexico has taken are effective before they consider the fact that they are formally essentially the monkey in the middle for asylum claims. We're trying to push that. We've been trying to push that for a long time. I remember Secretary Nielsen, when she was essentially negotiating with them and the U.S. envoy with Mexico, that was an issue probably over a year ago. That's where we need to be. That's the most critical piece right now. I think we have to stop some of this flow and keep the asylees where they need to be in Mexico.
Now, the thing about Mexico right now, and again, we heard, and there was somebody made a joke about it yesterday. He said, well, Mexico finally gets to build the wall, and they're talking about the one down on the southern border with Guatemala, which is where they actually, correct me if I'm wrong, tore the fence down to get into Mexico to begin with.
I don't know if it was torn down. It was breached. I think that's part and parcel of what Mexico is concentrating on when it comes to protecting that border. But, you know, apparently too, Mexico is also building up their own National Guard. They want it to be 60,000 strong, of which, you know, some number around 6,000 is pretty much dedicated to the migrant flow.
Now, I wonder if they'll take advantage of the migrants and offer them, some of them, an opportunity to serve in the military, which is how they become a citizen, if you will, of the United States when they do it here. I wonder, and speed it up. I wonder if they'll do that in Mexico.
I have no idea. There's no concept. I mean, what's pretty interesting is we're not hearing really too much out of the president of Mexico at all. We're only dealing with the minister when he comes to the U.S. and these negotiations, but we haven't really heard anything out of the president.
Yeah, and the last we did hear, he kind of sounded like as if he was just kind of cruising along and going along to get along, that sort of thing. And I am talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website and check out all the great articles that she writes. Well, just to wrap it up on Mexico, I can say that things, in my mind, at least from what I see and think I understand, things are getting better slowly, but they are getting better.
No way for us to know. I don't know if that's coming, if that's legitimate coming from us or Mexico. The only way we're going to know is from our own border patrol. In the meantime, we have officially listed Fort Sill, Oklahoma as a, detention facility to house 1,400. They were looking at Georgia and Montana, but they were passed over. And then there is yet another location in Carrizo Springs, Texas, where they would house about 1,600. So there's going to be some relief there, but certainly I don't know if that's enough or not.
Well, a few years ago, and I'm not surprised about Fort Sill, Oklahoma, a few years ago, they actually used Fort Sill, Oklahoma for the last time we had a big influx of illegals back, I believe, under the Obama administration, I think.
Correct.
Okay, so here comes the music in my ears, so you hang on there. And, folks, I will be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, you're not hearing a lot about Venezuela, but don't be surprised. There's stuff going on in Venezuela right now, little bits and pieces coming out about what is going on there, and we'll talk about it. Plus, Iran in the Middle East, is that thing quieting down? Maybe, because of our military activity, again, Iran is kind of cooling it off a little. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. Now, that could mean a gun, that could mean a knife, that could mean a club, a ball bat, a screwdriver, a hammer, whatever it is that you use, even your fists, to defend yourself, because the last person standing is the first person law enforcement authorities are going to look at. And they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. And nobody should have to go it alone. So, trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And drop when you get to the USCCA website off my link, you'll see a drop-down screen for the Gun a Day giveaway. Sign up for that. I'm going to announce somebody in the audience winning that, and eventually we will have somebody. But you got to sign up for it to do it. That's number one. And number two, and don't forget, three levels of membership. If you decide to choose one of them, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some of that great USCCA gear, too, for becoming a member by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and clicking on that USCCA logo. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back on the telephone line with us. And we're going to get right to the chase here, cut right to the chase. Now, because of everything else that's being talked about, we're not hearing a lot about Venezuela, Denise, but there's plenty going on there, especially in Colombia.
Yeah. Conditions are just continuing to deteriorate, and that's putting a colossal burden on Colombia. Interestingly enough, several other countries down there have taken in some of the Venezuelan people too. But so You know, our U.S. envoy is still working with, you know, the surrounding countries and Organization for American States. It looks as though we are finally able to get Putin out of the way, and that's a good thing. He apparently has decided that he's not going to necessarily get involved. So it's going to come down to, at some point, that there's just not the monies that are there that he can run the country, not that he can run the country in spite of that, that there's nowhere for him to go. I mean, there's nothing for him to run. Russia's not going to kick in any more dollars either. And I don't know where China is necessarily going to be with it all. I think they're still doing the debt plotting with Venezuela. But I think it's my gut tells me that Maduro will be out of office before the end of the year.
Now, Denise, did not China take over control of the oil industry in Venezuela? Aren't they currently running Citgo?
Not really. Citgo is kind of running Citgo under Maduro, but China has first right of refusal on oil production, but that's really under what is called debt trapping. And I think that Russia has the second slot on that. We are watching that piece. Our Treasury Department's watching that piece very, very carefully, because Venezuela, one, is not essentially doing a lot of sales. They don't have the, they're not able to pay anybody. The employees, they're not able to pay the rigging, they're not able to pay the cargo, the production, and all these other kinds of things. So that is really what is squeezing Maduro, and he wants to be out from under that, and I think that will be the piece that will eventually force him to leave.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the great article she has. Get on her mailing list for her letters when they come out with the information and the articles that she writes as she writes them. Now, in the Middle East, Iran is there, not to be forgotten. Things are slowing up a little bit because it appears that sanctions are hurting Iran to the point to where they're having a problem right now. And we're hoping, of course, that the people are going to rise up and do this and do that. Well, I don't think the people are going to rise up. I don't think Iran will allow them to do that. And if they do, then we'll hear about mass jailings and worse. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that has been going on. The people have, in fact, been protesting. Now they're kind of doing it somewhat cautiously because you know, Iran has been jailing a lot of them. What's at issue here are really two things, and that is Hezbollah and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Apparently there's not enough money there to pay those salaries either. We are also certainly trying to force the hand of Europe, who really refuses to take the advice of the United States and quit doing business with Iran. So we shall necessarily see how this plays out. I think that Iran has had to escalate their narco business and their missile business in order to generate any kind of dollars. And both of those are really the items that we need to push with Europe so Europe will continue to help us squeeze the regime in Tehran.
Now, you wrote a very interesting article entitled Now It Is Human Smuggling Versus Immigration. Obviously, those are two very hot topics. The human smuggling is something that's you can go almost anywhere in the United States and find out about the trafficking or the sex slaves or whatever it is you want to call them. Just about every major city is having a problem with that. So tell us about the article and what stands out about it and what you put out there.
What we have is the people that are coming to the United States through the southern border from wherever they're coming from. It isn't just, I mean, they're coming to us through Mexico, but we're having very little of Mexicans by a percentage of numbers coming into the United States. It's coming from other people and these other or other countries. The RAND Corporation did an actual study, and the cartels, and we have a concept that cartels are just drug cartels. Well, what I'm trying to say is they've changed their model. Not only are they doing narcotics, but they are doing the smuggling of people. And it doesn't mean for any other kind of agenda on the backside. They're just making big money helping smuggle people, migrants, into the United States. In 2017, the smuggling dollars was almost $3 billion in 1 year. $3 billion. So we know in 2019, we're seeing numbers that are two or three times what it was in 2017. So the cartels are getting, I would say, much wealthier with the revenue that they get from smuggling people into the United States. That's a remarkable number, $3 billion a year, at just in the last count was up to 2017.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, the music's starting to come up slowly in my ear here. It's something that's not going to go away. It's until we actually make it go away by whatever means we have. And ICE, I know, is working very hard on it. The Mexicans are trying now in their new agreement to work very hard on it down on their end. So I want to thank you for being a part of the Captain's America Third Watch again this morning. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, have yourself a good day, Denise, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Now, coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch, we're going to have our next military and veterans news segment. A few different wrinkles in what's going on for you to think about here as we talk about what the Army's up to, what the Navy's up to, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, the Air Force. Yep. Going to get into all the different services and some different wrinkles that are coming your way, including some of the new things that they're up to. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 2020 presidential race was getting off to a rousing start as former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump held campaign events in Iowa. The president questioned Biden's mental abilities.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. He was someplace in Iowa today and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore. No. Don't keep saying it. Sleepy guy.
Biden had a thinly veiled jab at the Trump administration's scandals and investigations.
Now he's most proud of, for 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
Stocks dropped slightly on Wall Street. The Dow was down 14 points, the S&P down 1 point, and the NASDAQ down a half a point. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next edition of our Military and Veterans News, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, that's a suburb of Boston, and also the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, a suburb right here of the Tampa Bay area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Because July 1st, there'll be another class that'll be coming up, and you can get in on that and take your training, because in 14 months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And don't forget, you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. The website, again, is naa.edu. While you're there, schedule a tour. Schedule a tour of one of the two facilities. Or give them a call at 800 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open. Tell them that you want to take the tour. It's that simple. You want to take the tour. Well, the Army has got a study as to how the Army can better use social media for recruiting. Yeah, you heard me right. About $1 billion, something like that, is what they've been spending, the billion-dollar contracts for advertising efforts like recruiting. You've seen some of the ads for the Army in the past with movie stars and this, that, and the other with them and all the elaborate things that they do, the training and whatnot. But the Army's social media accounts and recruiting website aren't just a way to connect to potential soldiers. It's also a testing ground that offers more ways to learn about different audiences and their reactions to specific types of content, including the Army-sponsored information that you see on television. Now, they used to have NASCAR. They had an Army car. They had an Army boat in the race world with the boats. They had an Indy car, an Army Indy car. They've done a lot of things in that respect, and they've turned around and moved their money around now to where they're starting to show up on places like, oh, I don't know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They think that that's where they need to be, social media. But social media is not necessarily the answer to different things, and we'll see how that plays out. By the way, the head of the Navy War College said that the Navy has said that the president of the U.S. Navy War College was reassigned pending the outcome of an inspector general investigation. I have no idea what's going on there, but that's big stuff. That's big stuff for someone to have problems there, of all places, the Navy War College. Also, remember Reince Priebus, the former Republican National Committee chairman and then chief of staff for President Donald Trump? Well, some strings were pulled, and he is now an ensign in the United States Navy. Now, I'm not sure what it is he's going to do. Priebus is an attorney. He might go into the Judge Advocate Corps if he does. Once he completes his officer training, he'll be commissioned a captain, promoted up to the rank of captain, which is what all those attorneys that are in the Judge Advocate Corps are to begin with. We'll see how that plays out. And we had a conversation, ironically, yesterday about Reince Priebus at the watering hole for lunch yesterday over there at the Mission Barbecue. And by the way, hello to the gang there that's listening in tonight. Also, the Air Force and the C-130Hs are getting an avionics upgrade and a $500 million deed, a deal that was done with L3 Technologies. Now, the Air Force awarded a $499 million contract to L3 Technologies to modernize avionics for the Services Guard and Reserve C-130H Hercules fleet, a lot of which are being flown around right here in my area out of the Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater by the United States Coast Guard. Also, remember that horrible mid-air collision in Japan where two aircraft came together and six Marines were killed in a December mid-air collision? It appears that the remains of one of those six Marines has been recovered. Marine Corps officials announced that yesterday. Also, the Alaska Army Air National Guard rescued another hunter who was attacked by a bear. Now, a bear attacked and injured a hunter near Galena in Alaska. The hunter was then flown to the hospital by the Alaska Air National Guard. All too much of this going on up there, folks. You get into the bear's habitat and something's got to give. Now, the police chief that fell overboard, the Texas police chief, he fell overboard in a boat in Galveston Bay last Friday. His body was recovered by the United States Coast Guard yesterday in the bay. And Coast Guard cutters, the Berthoff and the Stratton, are being deployed now with the 7th Fleet based in Yokosuka, Japan, to assist on the high seas. Now, these are two of the more modern ocean-going Coast Guard cutters that they have, and they're being used to enforce the rules of the road, if you will, out there in the Sea of Japan and the South China Sea. They've already been there a time or two, but they're going to be operating out of Japan right now. Now, the Lockheed Martin subsidiary, Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation, was awarded a $542 million contract to build six VH-92A presidential helicopters to mark the start of a low-rate initial production, the Navy announced Monday. That will be for Marine One, they call it, when you see the helicopter that the president rides in. Also, the United Arab Emirates has discreetly ended 17 months of negotiations by signing a contract estimated to be worth some $750 million, maybe as much as $850 million, for two Gulfwing Corvettes and two more as an option from France's naval group. These are going to be warships that they'll be able to use, and we'll see what happens then. United Arab Emirates are spending a lot of money on defense here lately. So makes you wonder what they're up to. Also, lawmakers are upset that the new Ford-class carriers can't deploy to sea with the F-35C and are trying to block the Navy from taking delivery until they can. That means the Gerald R. Ford will not be able to go out to sea until they make it ready such that they can put the F-35Cs on board that aircraft carrier. Finding out things every day. And House Democrats have been firing salvos in the war over the F-35EX and the Space Force in their version of the 2020 Defense Authorization Bill. House Democrats are laying out their positions on two high-profile issues, setting up a political battle on Capitol Hill when it comes time again for the military budget. We'll see how that works out. By the way, veterans, the Department of Veterans Affairs is outlawing smoking, vaping, and other forms of tobacco use at its health care facilities across the country. This will be in an effort to better treat and protect patients, the agency announced. This includes some of those smoking areas where they've had designated smoking areas. They're just not going to be smoking at a VA hospital. You'll have to wait till you get in your car or go home. That's what it sounds like to me. All right, we're going to be right back with our buddy Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a lot more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss, that's spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, where we have car buyers and truck buyers that come in from all around the country because of these four words: you serve, you save. 24/7, 365, every day of the week, of the year, you get a program that saves active duty military, veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers too, a ton of money. And now, you can also save at Moss and pay nothing down with no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and find out what it is that you'll be able to do. Hope to see you soon. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you an extra $500. And that ain't chump change. That ain't chump change. All right. Well, we are not hearing from Chris Markowski today, I guess, so away we go. Now, Nancy Pelosi. Wow, Nancy Pelosi. One of these days, she's just going to have to retire, and let's see if we can't retire her as speaker this next time around. Listen to what she had to say at the Peterson Foundation's 2019 Fiscal Summit in Washington, D.C., yesterday. She was interviewed by that network known as CNN, formerly a news network, now an opinion network. Same with MSNBC. There is no news there. It's all opinion. Here's what Nancy had to say yesterday.
not me. This is the president saying this.
He later went on to tweet that you were a disgrace to yourself and your family. So, I mean, how do you react to the president of the United States calling you, the Speaker of the House, insulting you like that?
Well, what bothers me more is that we're talking about that instead of how to reduce the national debt. Let's just say this. We were in Normandy, and that morning, before the president made his statement, I was being interviewed by MSNBC, and they asked me about the president, and I said, we're here about our veterans, and I have a rule for any Codells. And you can ask anyone, Democratic or Republican, always say the first rule about Codell is we never criticize a president of the United States when we are overseas. That we just don't do that. We have plenty of time to do that back home, but when we travel, we don't. And especially when we're here to honor the courage of our veterans and thank them for that courage, and also to salute the cooperation and collaboration of our country with our allies in the greatest naval invasion in the history of the world to save civilization as we know it today and our freedoms. So I said, basically, I'm not here to say anything about the president. And we had the same backdrop, the tombstones of our veterans who are buried in Normandy. The president took a different tact. I don't think I'm done with him. I don't even want to talk about him.
Well, how do you work? I mean, you have to work with him. How do you work with him after he levels such an insult against you overseas?
I just consider the source.
What do you mean by that?
My stock goes up every time he attacks me, so what can I say? But let's not spend too much time on that, because that's his victory. The diverter in chief, the diverter of attention in chief, you know, we'll talk about this instead of talking about the fact that the president is his behavior in terms of tariffs and trade and all the issues in terms of what we need to do for our country to solve some of the challenges that we face. Infrastructure. We thought that we had a working relationship with him on that. He's always talked about infrastructure as a priority, and I believed him in that regard. But when it came time to pay for it, he diverted attention to personal nastiness. But, you know, again, that's not the point. It's a waste of time.
Now, if you believe what Nancy Pelosi is trying to sell there in that statement, I've got a rock I want to sell you that's sitting in the middle of the intersection of Tuttle and Bee Ridge right now in Sarasota, if you believe that. This is just Nancy diverting attention. And by the way, everything she accused the president of, she has done herself. Everything that she has accused the president of, she has done herself. Let's see, Chris Markowski just texted me a message. He says, sorry, I was stuck in the TSN line at LaGuardia. He's apparently flying out somewhere for some reason. Well, it's okay, we'll get you tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. I'm just going to send him that message right now since he just sent this to me. From wherever, I guess he's in LaGuardia going out. I think he's going out. Wouldn't be coming in, because I'm not sure he was coming in from somewhere. But anyway, that's okay, Chris, and he may be listening to me on his smartphone right now, for all I know. Now, the other thing is, Tom Cotton, who I really respect, I think he is a tremendous young man. I have followed his career. I believe that he is presidential material. I think he could very easily be a candidate down the line for president. And here's what he had to say about all the talk about tariffs, and he really gets it. Listen to this.
I know the farmers in your state in Arkansas are suffering from floods and also from the tariffs. What's your response to Joe Biden saying that people in the United States are suffering because of the trade war?
It has been a tough planting season in Arkansas, like in so many of the country. We've had heavy rains and delayed planting, and now these floods have damaged a lot of our farmland. But Arkansas farmers and ranchers and foresters also know that China, in particular, has been waging a 40-year trade war against the United States. So this is not something that the president started. This is something that the president joined. And the entire effort he's launched against China is try to get more trade on fairer and better terms for all Americans. And that's something I support, and I think most Americans support it as well.
You have, on tariffs, there have been some tariffs you were critical of back a year and a half ago. I lose track of time. On aluminum and steel, you had some reservations about universal tariffs on that. The farm tariffs, the tariffs on China, recently you've been more supportive of. And one of the things you said is that there will be some sacrifices on the part of Americans. I grant you that. But I would also say that that sacrifice is pretty minimal compared to the sacrifices that our soldiers make overseas. Are you comparing sacrifices made for security and for freedom to trade?
No, John, that comment was made in the context of an interview exactly like this one about my book, Sacred Duty. Obviously, tariffs have some negative impact on our country, whether it's people who are trying to export their products overseas or consumers who are paying a little bit more at the cash register. But when you're dealing with a country like China that has mounted an all-out trade war against the United States for 40 years, in addition to stealing our intellectual property and spying at our major universities, building up a military that's designed to supplant our military as the world's dominant one, I think all Americans recognize that some sacrifice may be called for if we want to defend ourselves and defend our interests in the world in the long term. I hope those sacrifices for all Americans will be very short term, but in the long run, we want to preserve America's role as the world's most dominant economy and the world's superpower.
Now, years ago, and many of you know, I was born and brought up on a farm. My dad had 10,000 fruit trees, amongst other things on the farm. And he had a farm store, retail store, amongst the wholesale business that he had, where processors would come in and pick up the processing fruit and take it off to places like Duffy Mott and Seneca Foods to be processed, and Naus Foods, Lucky Leaf Brands, for example. But anyway, my point is, we got involved in a deal through the Farm Bureau, the New York Farm Bureau, the Western New York Apple Growers Association, where they wanted a certain size Macintosh apple, which is the apple that New York State's very famous for, and they wanted it in a, I think it was an 88 count, if I remember right, 88 count box, because they were going to ship them overseas to Japan. Now, at the time, there were some tariffs involved there. I don't know what they were. It didn't really matter. But the going price for an 88-count box of Macintosh apples in the United States at the going market level was about $8 a box for the fancy grade like that, because they were individually graded and put in big blue trays in the boxes. You've seen them before when you bought them that way. Well, they got $12 a box to ship them to Japan, tariffs included. And they were happy as a lark, and the Japanese people were never happier to get such a product. So it can work in such a manner, ladies and gentlemen, that the farmers make out very, very well when it comes to tariffs, because all they do is raise their price. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.